Now, Laura.
Yeah?
We've got a nice surprise for you.
Okay.
Who is your biggest hero in the whole wide world?
Hilary Duff.
No, apart from her.
Okay. Nicole Richie?
No.
No.
Charlotte Church?
No, the one we said on Friday.
Anthea Turner?
Yes. Here she is. It's Anthea Turner. Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is such an anti-climax. I'm not Hilary Duff or Charlotte Church. I'm so sorry.
Anthea, I have to tell you, Laura has become absolutely obsessed with your new TV show. What's it called, Laura?
It's called Anthea Turner, Perfect Housewife.
And if you haven't seen the show, what's it about?
Basically, Anthea sorts out people's lives and gives you tips on how to be a great housewife.
She's putting everything in wicker baskets.
Lovely. And is she folding her towels properly?
Anthea, I've been folding my towels properly since I don't know when.
Oh, you're just a girl from my own heart. I just love it.
You're my absolute hero, Anthea, honestly.
And you're mine.
Laura, tell Anthea how she's changed your life.
Well, basically, this weekend,
yeah.
I went to the shop and I got some of those bags that you vacuum pack.
Oh.
And I've been sorting out my winter jumpers.
Oh, the joy of it. I can't tell you the pleasure I'm getting from this to know that somebody...
Laura really wants to be you, Anthea. However, Anthea, on the other side of it, there are a lot of people who've texted me saying you're a menace to society.
Yeah.
You know,
but I think I'm a very positive person in society.
But folding towels with no edges showing and vacuum packing your jumpers, it's not right, is it?
No, you're getting this wrong. It's practical. The reason we fold the towels like that is because you can take them out of a pile and they don't fall apart.
Do you never think to yourself, I've got too much time on my hands?
No, because I haven't got enough time on my hands. That's exactly why I do it.
Is your house as clean as we might think it would? I bet it's a complete tip, isn't it, Anthea?
Well, the thing is, like anybody, if you knew you got a television camera crew coming to your house, you'd have a bit of a tidy up, wouldn't you?
Well, you would, really, yeah.
So, if you went over today, no, it's not like it looks on the telly.
Do you have a cleaner?
I do, yeah, of course, absolutely. My house is too big. Can't do it all on my own.
And what day do the cleaners come round and make it nice?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. No, because the thing is, we do say that you treat your home like a little hotel. And what's the first rule of management?
Delegation.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I hope you don't mind, Anthea, but I've taken the liberty of passing your number on to Laura, who works on our show, so you can both be anal together anytime you want.
The thing is, on a Sunday, we can ring each other up and say, now, what are you going to vacuum pack today?
No, you could.
Oh, my God, that would be amazing!
Yeah. You see, the other thing, now, can I just mention, Scott, please, vacuum packing is very useful, so none of us have a wardrobe big enough for everything, and that's why, especially boys, they leave everything all over the floor.
Yeah.
And the reason is, you can store them.
What do you think about your surprise, Laura?
I think it's brilliant. I love you, Anthea.
Maybe do you think we ought to go around to Scott's house and just like...
No!
Do you know what? I really think he needs his house sorting out.
Wouldn't that be great? You and I mean, it wouldn't take us that long, would it? We could vacuum pack the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Brilliant.
I couldn't stand
it. We could fold all his towels and then we could get all his like CDs and put them in little wicker baskets for him, couldn't we? Be so cute.
I think that's the plan, actually.
Anyway, it's been great to speak to you, Anthea. Thanks, Anthea.
Guys, it's been great talking to you. Lots of love, Laura.
Love you, Anthea.
Bye.
Scott Mills.
Such a stalker, Laura. Oh, I've just phoned Anthea again to ask her for a few more tips. Gold Line's gonna tell me where the-